frightening, yes, yeah. Because AB Signal Box was literally out in the middle of the countryside to start with. And to sort of walk in the box, sign the book, and for your mate to go, your colleague to go, and you're left in all this silence, and your mind goes racing into what do I do if this goes wrong? What do I do if that goes wrong? But you gradually adjust. It is a nerve-wracking experience, and it comes as a bit of a culture shock as well, especially if you've been working with other people. There is a difference to being totally isolated on your own in the quiet countryside. You can sort of, I can imagine it even now. Yeah. It was only a very tiny little box, but several years before I'd gone there, there was in fact a station there. And it did in fact have at one time, two great long platforms, which were full of flower beds. And even to this day, there is a little mound there still where the flower beds used to be, and there's some beautiful flowers in it to this day. It was a manual frame, and there were only about 20 levers in it. So you can imagine it was quite compact. There was just the basic straight up and down with a crossover. There had been two sidings in, one on either side, but they had been taken away before I got there. So basically it was just a straight down, up, and a crossover with about six or seven signals. Facilities were quite good. We were close to one of the gentlemen that used to supply some of the railway with coal. And also, if you got desperate, in those days you could sort of get your pals to organise somebody to throw some coal off the train if you got really desperate. With there having been a station there previously, there were some toilets which were just across the line, so that was no problem. But I have been in other signal boxes where things have been very basic, where you've had a little Lelsom or even one that you had to had to be emptied out yourself. So. There was a little oven which you could do cooking with, but it was very, very warm. They had a beautiful stove fire, and you could get the fire going. And with the box itself being very small, it used to get absolutely blazing hot. You nearly had to open the windows to be comfortable.